From trucker talk to tales from the road and everything in between, it's time for Truck Drivers Talking Trash. Now your hosts, Cross, the Lady, and Sheldon.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Truck Drivers Talking Trash show. What a spectacular weekend. We have Lady. Sheldon took the night off. We waiting for a young man to step in and take his place for the evening. What a weekend. Let's get a shout out to Yale, New Haven. Bulldogs are beating Auburn. Big Bag SEC. Beat them head up, straight up. Go Yale. And it's personally happy for me because Yale is in my backyard. I'm from New Haven, born and raised in New Haven. It just feels so good to have a team in your backyard beat a big school like Auburn Tigers. It was just a good feeling. And for all the players and everybody who support Yale, even the alumni, you've got to be excited. This has been a long time coming. And guess what? Those young boys came to play. They were playing like grown men. Oh, man. Ooh, what a game. It just feels good. I know we have UConn. I know, but UConn won championships. I know we got the little girls. The girls are bad. The girls are better than the boys. Let's just keep it real.
Oh, shoot.
All right? Okay. Back to back to back. The boys ain't done
yet.
Yeah,
the girls do their
thing. Yeah, so, but this is different.
Shout out to Charmaine and the Lady Husky cheerleaders. Love y'all.
Oh, you know her. She don't forget nobody. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Sheldon's got the night off. So it's going to be me and Lady tonight, and we got a lot to get in tonight. I'm going to dedicate my show to my union brothers. I'm a local 671. I work for Hop Energy. I've been there now. This is my second go-around. So altogether, I got like maybe 7 years with Hop, 8 years with Hop.
Nice.
Brian out of West Haven for Hop. He's retiring after 35 years, ladies and gentlemen, with Hop Energy. He's leaving. Then we have Rory out of Hartford, Connecticut. He's leaving 34 years. We're losing two of the best gentlemen, two hardworking young men, one of the pleasant two men I ever talked to in my life. I know Brian from New Haven, from West Haven. I was there at West Haven in 99. I met Rory in 2017. He's just been a great, great union steward, a great man. And Hop's going to miss those two gentlemen, even us. And I got to give a shout out to my little brother, Kyle, who came home from the hospital. He had neck surgery, so he's home. Welcome home, brother Kyle. And I shout out to my – hold on, Rich, because I got a couple of more people, Rich. I want to shout out my boy, Edwin. Edwin, I missed you this season, man. Can't wait till you come back next year. My little sister, Nicole, me and her work in Portland together with her husband, Carlos, and my uncle, Bill. We all work at the same shop. And I miss you, and I respect y'all so much. And for our contract to go through, this is our first full week under a new contract. It's just an exciting atmosphere down at Hop Energy.
Exciting.
Oh, yeah, man, let me tell you something. It's nothing like when management put their best foot forward, and it's nothing to do but say yes. Okay, our management put their best foot. They shined those shoes up. They stuck them legs out with them nice crispy polo socks.
Listen.
They said, "We appreciate your hard work.
Love to see it.
We appreciate your hard work." That's what money says. Money say, "I appreciate you." That's what money is.
Appreciation is nice.
Well, hell yeah! Let's keep it real.
Good. It makes you feel accomplished. It makes you feel like somebody sees you.
And again, Rich, in 1 second, I want to thank all the negotiators at Hop for the union to put this contract together. Give them a round of applause, everybody. There we go. 671 got it done.
Hey.
All right, ladies, I got that off
so
my chest.
Proud. So proud.
Oh, yes, I am. And ladies and gentlemen, lady looking good tonight.
You know.
Man, if I didn't know no better, man, I think she had a hot date. And I can't lose my employee to some fast young boy.
Listen, I come, prepared. I'm always ready.
Oh, I know you. You always prepared. And again, ladies, last week we did not have the chance to have ladies
love portion.
It does sound good.
We'll get to it.
We're here for a good time, not a long time. Yeah, no guests tonight, neither, ladies and gentlemen. No, unless you want to count my son as a guest. So we have no guests tonight, and we have Rich here. And again, I want to say hi to my union brothers. I mean, this show is dedicated to my union brothers, to the employees of Hop Energy. And like I said, Yale, New Haven, Bulldogs. Whew. Man, they beat the big SEC.
Wow.
They beat them, Jack. Mm-hmm. They were physical.
Mm-hmm.
They manned up against the big SEC.
Did they whoop them,
No, they only won by 2 points. But it was physical.
Mm-hmm.
You think of Yale, you think Ivy League, you think cupcake.
But 2 points is like...
No, baby. You got to realize, just the Ivy League. When you say Ivy League, you think of smart kids.
Yeah.
Most of these Ivy League kids become these other kids' lawyers.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, if you're in the SEC, you come to Yale to get a lawyer. So mm-hmm. listen, I need you to negotiate my contract. Try to get me $28 million guaranteed.
Mm.
Okay? That's what you go to Yale for.
Makes sense.
Came out and played some bully ball.
Makes sense.
Came out playing like, you know, hey, we belong here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because mm-hmm. we have Ivy League on our chest. We ain't soft.
Yeah. So what, when you think Ivy League, you think, like, kind of soft?
Oh, yes. When you say Ivy League, besides when they play hockey.
Mm.
Oh, man, them boys are tough.
Mm.
But you talk about baseball, basketball, even football. You know,
yeah.
you don't expect them to stack up against some of these other schools.
I never really liked sports until my son played football.
That's how it usually works.
Well, once he played football, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's still a little barbaric to me, but you know.
Hey, you gotta find somebody to follow.
It's
nothing like cheering. Yeah,
it's very American.
So it's like cheering for your own child.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you ladies and gentlemen, and big ups to UConn. They doing their thing. The girls are playing right now. I think they winning. Or hey, Rich, find out if the girls are winning because we can't watch the game. So like I said,
hopefully so. I wish them luck.
Oh, yeah, we wish the girls luck because we're from Connecticut. Even though I'm a big UNLV fan, I'm cheering for North Carolina, North Carolina State, because that's my home away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Those are teams I followed when UConn, when Connecticut used to stink. Connecticut never been on top. I'm old. I'm 52 years old. I can't jump off the bandwagon. I got this roll who I roll with.
Yeah.
That's a true fan.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep it real.
I think that's why I play. You know, maybe I don't follow sports because no bandwagon stuff here.
Yeah, because you know, I still cheer for UNLV.
Yeah.
The ladies are in the tournament, UNLV ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't follow the ladies.
I've never got that, like, real importance of sports where it's like, that's my team. Oh, I want to make sure, you know, I follow them.
Yeah, so that's just the thing. So UNLV ladies made it, but I don't follow the ladies because you know they weren't good when the UNLV men were good. So that's about it. So the tournament is here. Let's strap up. Let's get ready for this ride. And this is it, baby. This is March Madness. This is what it's all about. And a great game last night was Texas A&M in Houston. Man, there's some grown men basketball up in there. The NBA could take some notes from that game last night. Houston pulled it out, but Texas A&M, man, they balled out. They balled out. They lost 100-95. Houston won that game last night. And it's just watching these young men coming to their own, the pandemic, staying in school, trying to make a name for themselves. Hopefully they can make a name for themselves in the NBA. Hoping somebody just pick them. Somebody give them a shot. That's all they can ask for. So it's just a lot going on. And again, it's been exciting. And like I said, I'm looking for North Carolina State, and UConn. And let's see what happens. Let's see how these young men handle this pressure. Because the longer you stay in, the more pressure it becomes. And from 16-8, 8-4, 4-2.
I got the girls here. They're actually at halftime right now, and they're leading 39-28.
Okay, the girls win at 39-28, and it's halftime. Go UConn girls. Go UConn. And hopefully everything works out and falls in place. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our first little commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Now back to Truck Drivers Talking Trash. Join the party, 203-333-9422.
Welcome back to Truck Drivers Talking Trash, ladies and gentlemen. That was Paul McCartney and the Wings. I just feel a little, love in the air. My son is here tonight. He's going to be leaving me next week. He's going on vacation with his beautiful fiance. So it's just a great feeling. It's just a proud father, you know, to watch your son grow up and have his own life, his own voice, and do his own thing. It's just a beautiful thing to watch. And he should be here shortly. So like I said, the tournament is here, and the politics things are crazy. The GOP going to lose two more congressmen. They're retiring. And we have, we have the Democrats trying to put something together before the Republicans housed out Johnson. Hopefully he doesn't get housed out for doing his job. The Republicans got to stop. This man has a job to do. He has a country to support, a country to run. Help run with the Democrats. You cannot punish a man for doing his job. This is why we are so upset with Congress as it is. The Republicans control it. Do your job. I said this 3 weeks ago. Do your job. Your job is to govern the country. Pass bills. Make laws. Do your job. Don't punish this man because he's trying to do his job and because you can't get it together. Okay? Get it together, okay? Don't fire that man for trying to do his job, you know? So we'll see what happens, you know? So ladies back. So lady, what you have for your little segment tonight, honey?
First of all, nothing about anything I do is little, okay?
Oh, man, just slap me okay. in the face.
But so, you know, I'm a firm believer in love. I believe in love all different ways.
Oh, that's why I play Paul McCartney.
Forms. I believe in love. So for my little love portion, I think recently, more so than anything, I think a lot of people are choosing to be single and not be in relationships. And I think it's part reason that, you know, relationships have gotten so toxic because of all the outside influences like social media and, you know, all the eye candy, both male and female. And I think that, you know, people are kind of giving up, but also taking singlehood to another level, because at the end of the day, it's your job to make sure you're happy.
Right. Hold on before I answer that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Junior, Darren Cross Jr. to the show. How you doing, young man? How you feeling?
Appreciate it.
Push the mic closer to you, young man. Don't be scared. It's your daddy's show. This is your daddy's show.
How we doing?
How you doing? Yeah, it's your daddy's show. You got nothing to worry about. Ain't nobody gonna say that to you.
I appreciate that.
That's right. I'm bragging. I want everybody to know this is my child, my show, my responsibility.
Thank you.
So, daddy, I was just bragging about you.
What were you talking about?
Oh, you and your lady about to go to France next week or the week after. You about to go to Europe.
Soon. It'll be a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. Listen, I am so happy. I brag about you because you lived your life, young man. You travel a lot. How you and this young lady get up and go somewhere, you know?
Yes, that's what it's about.
That's what it's about when you're this age.
That's what life is about. Travel, see the world, see what's going on.
Hi, Jasmine. You can come up to the microphone and say hi. Go to your baby's microphone.
Oh my God.
And say hi.
Cross,
go ahead.
You're so embarrassing.
Hi, Mr. Cross.
How you doing, baby? That's my daughter-in-law.
I'm doing good.
That's my future daughter-in-law, ladies. That's right.
She's the cutest thing.
Oh, man, listen to me. You don't understand to see my son step up and do it the right way. Because I did it the wrong way. I am not going to see him lie to my son. My son know I did. But I did marry his mother.
Yes, you did.
I did marry
you
your mother.
You made an honest woman out of her.
Yes, I did. So, so it's just
so
it feels
precious.
Good, son, that you did it your way. I'm so proud of you. So welcome to our Truck Driver Talking Trash Show.
Hey, welcome.
And guess what? Nobody know me like you do.
28 years.
You're something else.
Hey, tell her. Daddy.
Annoying.
Hey, daddy. Tell her she don't know the whole story, do she?
And there's layers to this.
Hey, Jasmine, you the newcomer. You know a lot.
You should have saw us trying to get back up here, Cross.
That
it
was
like
a little
maze.
Journey. Yeah.
We got in the freight elevator. We said, you know what? If nothing else, it'll get us where we need to go. We got here.
So, Junior, I'm going to break some things down. Tell me, just stop me if I'm wrong. 28 years old, first one to graduate from John Daniels Junior High School on Congress Avenue.
Yes.
First one to graduate from Co-op High School.
Correct.
And you have four other siblings behind you.
Yes, right. I do.
All right. The twins, Justin and Sabrina, graduated after you.
Yep.
Serena graduated after you.
Mm-hmm.
Now your baby brother, Jaden, is waiting to graduate.
Legacies. That's what it is.
Cross
it
family.
It's a lot of love in that.
Oh, man. I'm so
it's
proud
of
my babies. So, Junior, this is it, young man. Oh, he also runs Cross and Cross Transportation out of Stamford, Connecticut.
Are you blushing?
Oh man, I'm God. Shining, boy.
Grow up.
Junior runs Cross and Cross Transportation out of Stamford, Connecticut, taking people back and forth to the airport. Thank you, son. I'm so proud of you to pick that up and do it.
Absolutely.
I started it, but you're finishing it. Thank you, young man. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
All right. So do you want to give out a phone number to your people out there, or are you still too busy? You need another car out there.
Well, in the meantime, I'm going to give a phone number out later.
Okay,
but
no problem.
You know, we're riding for now.
All right,
he might be a little smoother.
Now,
than
back
you,
to your question, Tammy, about you and your love.
It's not so much a question. It's just, you know, understanding why people are choosing to either be married or be single. There's no real in between.
Well, what I was trying to get at before, I want to brag on my child over here.
Absolutely, as you should.
But people are choosing to be single due to the responsibility of a relationship.
Mm.
All right, a relationship is not just kissing and hugging.
I mean, it's a job in itself.
You know,
it's two people choosing each other in that relationship space, and understanding that growth takes place, change takes place, and you know.
Sorry,
finances,
it's not like that no more.
Finances pay. Listen, life
more.
Is what you make.
Right,
across.
But the difference is now, like you said, everything you said, social media, people want to be in the limelight.
It's the instant gratification.
All right, but
it's easy
if
to
you
go
have
see
a
naked women now.
Yeah, two people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are
and men.
One is more focused and more serious about their life. Less. Don't have time for that life.
Mm.
That's a conflict.
Well, I think that the male and female portion of a relationship space is different. The responsibility level is different. You know, for the most part, y'all go out and get it and, you know, put it on the table. And
not everybody
multiply.
Does that
because
I know grown
I know,
men at the barbershop.
I know.
Who want to go home, have pretty decent women.
Mm-hmm.
Go home and play a video game for 5 to 6 hours and spend time with that woman. Come on now.
That they want to do that?
They'd rather run home and play a video game than spend time with their woman.
Yeah, but that's not a man. That's a boy.
Something wrong with that.
Man,
yeah,
you tell that to that woman. She might punch you in your face.
Well, I mean, if he's a breadwinner, he's a boy that makes money.
Hey, listen.
you
said
make it.
I did not say
sense.
That.
You gotta make
Do
it
not
make
give
sense.
Me lip at the barbershop. I did not say that.
Listen.
Okay?
Listen. Leave the video games for the under 15. That's what I say.
I totally agree with you.
Because once it's time to start making money, it's time to get to it.
Well, can I say something?
Go ahead.
My PlayStation 2 broke. I'm brokenhearted.
Aw, poor
you. Know,
you.
I miss my PlayStation
Nobody
2.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, Sony PS2. That's a classic.
Yeah, June, you know how that was my that was my getaway.
Are we mourning the classic?
Yes, we are mourning it. Okay. I can't play my MVP baseball.
Let me get you a tissue.
I can't play my NCAA football. I can't play my college basketball. Man, I can't do none of that now.
Maybe I should have a tissue.
You better not. So, I was a grown-up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I went out on a limb
mm-hmm.
and did something I never do.
Was it loveful?
No, it was painful.
Oh.
I went and got drunk.
Aww.
Everybody who knows, no,
you
I don't drink.
Like an old man. Talking about I
but for the
I
record,
drunk.
For the record, this mm-hmm. man doesn't drink. This man doesn't smoke. He don't get down like that.
Mm.
Swear him to cut loose. That's
oh,
something.
Shoot.
That's something right oh. there.
Well, we about to.
So anyway, I'm practicing because I got to take this trip in Mexico.
Okay.
I told you, my friend. The reason why, I'm going
to
tell everybody.
I thought he was going to Puerto Rico.
That's next month.
Oh, okay.
You talk too much.
All right. You have some nerve.
Oh, man.
I thought that was something we was talking about for next year.
Oh, well, anyway, yes, we're going to Puerto Rico next month, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So we making plans. Sorry, Sheldon. This is a personal trip. this is a personal trip. Somebody else is involved in this. I'm just the tow along.
Listen.
So anyway, make a long
I'm
story short.
In the suitcase.
So make a long story short. So it's Jose Cuervo. I'm saying the right dream, Jose Cuervo?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right, so
Jose.
It's Jose Cuervo train ride in Mexico. So I want to see what will I be drinking when I go to Mexico.
Hmm.
All right, that's tequila. What we're saying. Tequila, exactly.
Tequila.
It's the train. So this Saturday, I took it upon myself to try that. And Lord have mercy, ladies and gentlemen, it was the worst.
You should have called me. I would have helped you out. Because Jose Cuervo is on the bottom of the spectrum. He like right, you know, he's not at
know
the
no
bottom,
better.
Bottom, but he's kind of on the bottom.
Listen. I had a raspberry Smirnoff as a chaser. And I'm going to tell you something. The room was spinning. My stomach.
Oh, you chasing
to
liquor with fizz. My God. I'm one text away, Cross. I'm one text away.
Nah, next time for the chaser, you got to use some Moscato.
It's easy. My son drinks.
Oh, he's fancy.
Easier for you,
I haven't done that since my wife was alive. That's the last time I had. But that was under stress.
Mm-hmm.
I was unhappy with my employer.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my boss had a big fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that weekend, I didn't know what to do. I'm not going to fight my employer. I'm not going to fight my boss. He's family.
Yeah.
But I was just unhappy of the way things were going.
Yeah.
And
that's understandable. And needed a little release.
Right. And my wife was with me. And my wife used to make these dark and stormies. My wife was full of surprises.
What was that?
I don't know. She went to college. You know, she used to have, my wife, man, she had more tricks up her sleeves than a little bit. She knew how to throw a party. My sister loved her.
Late and stormy?
Dark and stormies.
Dark and stormies.
You got to look that one
that
up.
That sounds good.
Woo, man. So anyway, make a long story short, that was the last time I really, really got a chance to, like, because I was in good hands. My wife ain't going to let nothing happen to me.
Mm.
And I do remember her
That's
driving
awesome.
Me home.
She was a designated.
Okay, mm-hmm. I do remember that. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen. So, I'm practicing. how to get
definitely
drunk.
On vacation, we, you know, see,
next
this
month,
is the thing.
We out of here.
As grown-ups, we don't get drunk. We get tipsy. We don't drink. We sip.
Oh, no, first of all, I was drunk. It was no sipping. It was no tipsy. The room was spinning. My stomach was spinning.
Lit.
I couldn't even open my eyes to watch TV. I was trying to catch up on updates. I started about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. I don't even remember going to the casino.
I wish I was there. I'm jealous.
You know, trust me, you do not wish you was there. Trust me.
Man,
listen. So, when I finally made it home Sunday about 5 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, you was dangerous.
Oh, God, man. Listen, I was so out of character. I just knew I was going to be somewhere inside the road, sleep in my car.
Oh, man.
You know, so, but it didn't happen. I told him Friday, I said, listen, I'm going to get drunk tomorrow, didn't I?
Yeah.
I planned this.
Oh, you planned it?
I planned this.
Not you sketched it in your notebook.
No, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I want to prove to myself I could do it.
Yeah.
And guess what? I can't do it. I can't.
So
I
wait, is it a bucket list check or unchecked?
It's checked, but it's checked? Man,
okay.
Trust me, I do not want to do it again. I do not.
Nah, next time, do something like a margarita or something.
You know, oh, no, I'm going to do something better than that, man. Bellies and cream and ice cream.
Mm. Oh, God. Okay. Now you want to eat your liquor.
Bellies and cream and ice cream.
It's always nice when it tastes good, though.
Hey, Rich, it's about time for that next break.
Now back to the conversation. It's Truck Drivers Talking Trash. 203-333-9422.
Welcome back to the Truck Drivers Talking Trash.
Ooh, go ahead, take over. That's what I'm talking. Take charge. You part of this show too, young lady.
Know what?
Stop. Know what? I'm running my big mouth. Know what? Do it again.
Welcome back to the Truck Drivers Talking Trash. This is the lady, and I have Cross here to my right, and his son Junior to the left, and we coming to talk a little bit of trash.
Man, that's what I talk about, a co-host. That's a co-host, right? She just take charge. Look
we
at that.
Here. Yeah. We here.
Hey, listen, we have some breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
I just want to know, who did Diddy piss off in the Illuminati?
Yeah, they raided his house in Los Angeles, Miami. God. Did they raid the house in New York, too?
Not in New York. Just in Miami, Florida, and Los Angeles, California.
Wow. Listen, I understand he having sex tapes coming out left and right, but they said they're looking for evidence of women trafficking. Man, listen, I don't know Sean Puffy Combs. You know, allegedly. I just know his music. Allegedly. Oh, this is allegedly. We don't know nothing.
Yeah, allegedly.
But I just know I grew up watching this young man from Uptown Records to Bad Boy, making some great music. And it's like a tragedy to see what this young man is going through. Like I said, I don't know this man personally. I just grew up listening to his music. It's like watching O.J. Simpson go through his trials and tribulations because I watch him play football, okay? And it comes a little personal connection. So I can imagine these young people who are growing up liking P. Diddy, liking Bad Boy, and to see this gentleman go through this is a stressful time for him. This is very stressful because when they raid your crib, there's some evidence there. They have something.
Cross, give them the number. We got to have some people
call them.
Call
them and tell what you think.
Talk to us.
The number is 203-333-9422. Truck Drivers Talking Trash. If you're listening to the show, you want to have something to get off your chest, call the show. 203-333-9422. Anything we're talking about, anything that you want to discuss, you can call the show and we get some feedback on it. Because like I said, this is shocking.
I don't feel like it's blindsided at all. I think that this is a long time coming.
Well, I remember.
He's been a little shaky in the industry for a long time.
Do any of y'all remember his show on MTV? Do y'all remember that show
he had?
The
dancers?
Not the dancers. He had people, like interns.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of it. I don't know the name of the show.
Yeah, I'm not a TV person. I know sometimes.
Back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, he had a show, and he made these young people like be interns. Walk to Junior's to get them
cheesecake,
and do some other crazy stuff. Man, this is not part of the job. You know, I work on music. Okay, put me behind the scenes and put me some buttons. Give me some headphones or microphone. Give me some pen and paper. Can I write lyrics? Can I help you out? But don't treat me like a piss boy. Because
well,
that's what
well,
he did to
funny
those young
that you
people.
Say that, because with the latest allegations the last couple weeks, a producer that worked on his latest album, the Love album, says that Diddy was making advances on him. And this is a male producer we're talking about here, saying that he was rubbing his lap, texting him sexual favors and whatnot.
Oh, wow.
And, you know.
Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because don't forget, my paper ain't long. I can't deal with a P. Diddy lawsuit. I'll be out of business.
People understand now that to talk means dollars sometimes. So they talking their trash.
Oh, yeah.
For them dollars. Yeah. You want to keep people quiet, but I say
didn't he just get done with a lawsuit from one of his kids' mothers?
The show was called I Want to Work for Diddy. That was a show back in 2008.
I want to work for Diddy. Straight like that.
I got a question for you. Didn't he just get done with a lawsuit with one of his...
I believe it was Cassie, right?
I don't know.
Cassidy?
Yeah.
No, it was Cassie. It was an old girlfriend.
Yeah,
it was
somebody...
Some sexual allegations.
Yeah,
he just came out and disappeared quick. Disappeared real quick.
Oh, no, it was settled quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we money long like that, you know? And listen, this is all allegedly. Like I said, I do not know this man.
Money
I just grew up listening to
us do what we want sometimes.
Yeah, but
well,
money
apparently, further allegations is they would have parties. And in these parties, they'll have liquor and whatnot. But they'll have underage girls there. Mm. And they would serve separate liquor to these underage girls. And, you know, give
Spike
regular
punch.
Liquor to, you know, everyone else, whatnot.
Yeah. That was just like what you was talking to me about on the way up here. You was talking about the allegations.
The thing is, people, I wasn't in my right mind. Mm. So the story goes, right, I was listening to TikTok or something, and a gentleman, it's all allegedly, because this gentleman said, I put my phone up to the door, and I heard P. Diddy and Mick Mills, and it didn't sound good at all, ladies and gentlemen.
I have the audio. You want me to play the audio?
Oh, no, you can't play the audio.
That audio
my money is long enough yet.
You don't want to hear that.
Our money is not long enough for that audio.
You don't want to hear
that.
That
gentleman. That's the gentleman right there. So I wasn't crazy. So I wasn't drunk. Because, yo, I had to play twice.
I went in the comments because I'm a comments girl. Like, I need the information. I need the backup. I went in the comments and it was said by a few people that audio was derived from
Dan from Stanford.
Dan from Stanford.
Hey, put him through.
Hey, Dan. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? I'm listening. Love the show.
Nice.
Two-tier justice system. What happened to all the guys from Epstein Island?
But they go
raid P. Diddy. Come on.
Exactly.
Man, that's deep right there, bro. I forgot about that.
It's a little bit like it's a
smoke screen. Hey, listen. Hold on. They took the broom out. And they just swept that away.
Yeah, swept it right under the rug.
No. They swept that away. There's no evidence of that. They swept that away, brother. You know,
they swept it.
Hey, brother,
thank you.
Thank you, young man, for calling
our
show.
You're welcome, man. Keep up the great show.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Thank you for listening, man.
Yes, Truck Driver, Tuck and Drag. We try to love everybody,
thanks.
Baby. Thank you, man.
All right, peace.
Peace. Peace, yeah. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen,
that was a valid point.
Yes, like I...
Listen, wait, they will show us one thing while they're hiding something else.
Like I told you, I'm going to say it once, I said it twice, I said it for the third time. They took a big broom out, and they swept that away. You will hear nobody talking about it.
That's why Jesus is my boy.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of Epstein, I believe he was in cahoots with the King of England's brother, Andrew.
Oh, because they have money. Mm. That is his own private island. Mm. Junior, if you have your own private island, your own private boats, and you only can get there by boat, come on, something ain't right.
No, for sure.
Come on now.
For sure.
These are all people. People had yachts.
I'm not getting on that boat.
I ain't talking just, you know, you had captains of ships. Okay, to go to this island,
right.
You need a captain of a ship. Because from my understanding, when it comes to certain yachts, you got to have a whole crew. You have that bread to pay for a whole crew.
Yeah.
A captain runs you about 70.
It's definitely a team.
Oh, yeah, because
sure.
A captain runs you about 70 to 120,000 a year or more.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Being a captain of a ship ain't no joke.
I need to learn how to drive boats.
Hey, girl, listen to me. You will definitely go to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you want to go to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a top-paying job, a career job. Then you second mate. Man, listen, it's not a joke.
For sure.
You know? Hey, listen, like I said, this is beyond my pay grade. This is all alleged. We have no proof of nothing.
Allegedly,
Cuba Gooding Jr. was brought up, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, too.
Hey, what is going on?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
things are real strange in Hollywood, very strange. I mean.
But Hollywood always been strange, though. Hollywood always been that little
taboo place. Money makes you do some strange
things. Richard Pryor, hold on. Richard Pryor did a movie called JoJo Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And... something about out there, boy. He couldn't leave.
Mm.
Richard Pryor couldn't leave.
Mm.
Richard Pryor moved. It seemed like everybody who moved to Los Angeles cannot leave. There's something about when you go out there to California.
Do you remember that old film where George Burns, he played the devil? and you had to like,
oh God,
make prompt. Yes.
Oh God,
and he made.
Oh God,
to him,
one and two.
And he would give you like, you know, your heart's desires, and when it was time to pay up,
oh yeah,
nobody wanted to pay up.
Oh man, listen, no, that's a good point. Like. Hey, listen, if you've never seen Oh God, check it out.
Oh God.
Oh God. Oh yes. God. That's an old movie from back in the 80s. George Burns, old Mr. Glasses and Cigar himself.
Mm-hmm.
But he, and John Denver. Oh God bless John Denver. My own hiring man. Man, John Denver was the one to, hold on. This is a fact about John Denver. When all those rappers are going through all their cases about free speech, John Denver's the one that came to their rescue.
Mm-hmm.
John Denver,
mm-hmm.
who's a singer-songwriter, a naturalist, but he believed in free speech. Wow, John Denver came to the rapper's rescue. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a fact. If you don't believe me, Google it.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. I trust Google. That until Google let me down, I trust Google.
That movie came out in 1977. My gosh.
Well, yeah, I know, because I was a kid when Old God mm-hmm. came out.
I was...
Yeah,
I'm
be quiet. You about to be 27. What'd you say? You about to be 27?
Yes,
so your mama told you about that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part.
Yeah. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's just been a strange time. Poor P. Diddy. I'm not going to say poor P. Diddy. I'm just going to say poor P. Diddy. You know, because I'm going to tell you something. When your homes get raided, that is not a good sign.
Pun intended.
Yo, man, listen.
Big pun.
Hey, listen. To all my boys who know about being raided, woo, man, this do not look good.
Yeah.
Being raided is not a good... The word being raided does not sound good. Anyway, how you cut it.
Especially when it's televised. My ooh, God.
Man, listen. But like I said, everything happens for a reason.
It does.
I just hope that, like I said, we don't lose another talented brother through some stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Have higher morals. Because you have money, you have fame, you have the spotlight, and you have power over people because you have money. Don't use that power to abuse it, to hurt somebody. Let me repeat that. Do not use that money power to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Because that's what it sounds like this young man did. All right? Yeah. Allegedly.
Listen, karma.
I do not know that. Because I remember, what's his name? Jadakiss.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Jadakiss saying stuff about P. Diddy, about how his business dealings was unfair.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know Jadakiss, but I was his driver. When Jadakiss came to the Lazy Lizard,
mm-hmm.
I bodyguard for Jadakiss. Mm-hmm. I bodyguard for him.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know him personally, but I did my job. I was his bodyguard.
Yeah.
And when he came to Lazy Lizard here in New Haven, Connecticut, and I'm going to tell you something. He's a humble brother. He's totally different from Jim Jones.
I love Jadakiss.
Now, Jim Jones, now that's a different type of brother. I hate to say that. I never seen a brother like... To look at him, you like have to like look at him like you need to say, "What's up, Jim? How you doing?" Like you need to speak to him if you seen him,
yeah.
Or if he made eye contact with you, you need to like kiss up to him. He had that arrogance about him.
Mm.
I don't know Jim Jones. Like I said, I was just a bodyguard. I get paid to do a job.
Yeah,
and that's what the feel I got from Jim Jones.
Mm.
He left that taste in my mouth. And I refuse to shake his hand. I never shake his hand. Never.
No?
Mm. Never. Never. Mm. Never. Never how you like to shake somebody's hand, palm on the back.
Yeah.
I never touched him.
Yeah.
Never. And he might look down on me, laugh, tell me I'm no good, this and that. But I have
he
character.
He have a little snare about him.
Well, but let me tell you something. But one thing, I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
You know, I can hold my own.
Absolutely.
All right? I can hold my own. I don't care how much money you got.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got to kiss your butt to make you feel something special. All right? Nobody has to do that because you made an album or you signed a contract.
Yeah.
All right?
But it goes, that, you know, that stardom and fame, it goes to their head sometimes.
No, just, I'm telling
you. I never did too much research on
you. You'll
him,
be
so
surprised. You'll be surprised. And like I said, Lazy Lizard was a stepping stone in the entertainment business for me.
Hold on. Did Jim Jones ever marry his girlfriend after 25
know.
Years?
No.
I'm curious.
No,
Free Max B.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Free Max B.
The thing is, some men like that don't deserve a beautiful woman like that.
Mm.
Okay? He don't deserve a woman like that. I hope he didn't marry her. Because all he want to do is probably just hurt that poor child.
Mm.
You know? Because to have... I'm going to tell you an example. Even though Jay-Z and Beyonce do things differently, he respects his wife. She has talent. She is sexy.
I believe he did. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Okay. It's a big difference.
They got married?
It says wife.
Mm-hmm. What year?
Let me see.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm going to get back to Jay-Z and Beyonce. She has talent. She had a career before she married Jay-Z. But now, it's everything they do is about business and money. Even now, every now and then, she may do her little sexy thing. She bad. You cannot take it away from that young lady. She bad. She's pretty. She's sexy. But now, she's more tasteful that now her bread is different. You see what I'm saying? Even Rihanna, she don't have another baby by, what's his name, Fergie? And he didn't have a hit.
A$AP Rocky.
What's his name again?
A$AP Rocky.
A$AP Rocky. He haven't had a hit song in 30 years.
The he last ain't been hit out song, that long.
The last hit song he had was Work.
No.
That's right. Shabba Ranks.
Now, A$AP Rocky worth probably like $15 million.
But what's the last song he hit? What's the last time he made a record?
I don't believe Wave God, him and Nas.
And how long ago was that,
this
Daddy?
This about 2021, 2022.
I think not.
This it wasn't young, really a hit, but I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but A$AP Rocky ain't doing nothing but being a father now. His wife is the breadwinner, and he's playing his position. You know what? Let's get a round of applause for A$AP Rocky, because that's what a man's supposed to do. Yeah,
he don't have kids.
He making sure that Rihanna do two things. Stay pregnant and barefoot. You do your thing, brother. You do your thing, brother.
Go
you
sit
do your
down. Ho.
Listen to me.
Go sit down.
She the breadwinner. Doom, and he said to himself, yeah, if I lose her, I'm getting child support.
I don't think he's thinking that.
No, no. I'm just joking with you, A$AP. I love your music. My favorite song is Work. I love the remix.
Respect to your family.
Oh, man.
For sure.
Listen
for
to
sure.
me. I have 11 of them, A$AP. Come on, brother. Catch me. Come on, brother.
It take a village.
Yeah, you need some twins in there, A$AP. I know you got some twins up in you. Get those twins out.
Oh, my goodness. You are just too much. Too much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back.
Got something on your mind? So do we. 203-333-9422. Now, back to Truck Drivers Talking Trash.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Truck Drivers Talking Trash Show. It is Monday night, NCAA tournament time. We have people losing their mind tonight. We got people's houses being raided. We got women being pregnant and husbands don't have to work. So we got a lot going on tonight. So, again, welcome to Truck Driver Talking Trash Show. And, again, we have Lady and we have my young son here, Junior. Oh, he's not so young anymore. He's a full-fledged grown man. So
yes,
welcome to my show, son. I'm so glad you popped up. I can't get your sister to come here. That's sad, you know. And she a full-fledged grown woman. I would love for her to get up here.
That'd be real entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, man, your sister, boy. Oh, and the way she talk. Oh, my daughter talk. Because my daughter, right, she talks so proper. So I go, yeah, Daddy. I don't know, Daddy. I just don't know, Daddy. Well, this shelf, Daddy, I can't believe you're here, Daddy. I just can't believe you're here.
How old is she?
Shry is 32 years old.
Oh.
Her brother's 32. They're 4 days apart.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Joseph's born March 6th. Shry's born March 10th. Oh, yeah, I keep up my baby's birthdays. Who calls you in the morning? What do I call to say to y'all on your birthday?
Yeah, man, first thing in the morning.
I want to be the first one.
Listen,
whether you up or not, you know what I'm saying? You'll be up. You know?
Listen, mm-hmm. Guess what? I do not have a singing voice, ladies and gentlemen. I never said I could sing. I'm going to tell you right now. I know I can't sing. When I sing in the shower, the water stops. So I know I can't sing. I know I can't sing. But when I call my children on their birthday, every last one of them on their birthday, I call them and say, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Listen, I know I can't sing, but that's for me to my children.
Do you guys children. Have a family song?
Hell no, we don't have no family song.
Come on, Cross. You gotta have a family song.
No. Will you tell her we're simple?
I do.
We ain't got no anthems.
First of all, I run this family. Mm. Everything is simple. All right, I got my kids ready for life.
There's different branches to this family, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I have one. Our family has one.
We are family. We are family.
It's Sending My Love by Janae.
Oh, remember Sending My Love. Oh, yeah, I remember Sending My Love. Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's her joint.
Sending My Love. Ladies and gentlemen, do not sit here and roll your eyes and plug your ears and shake your head. Go ahead, play it. Go ahead, play it. Play it. Put it up to the microphone. Hey, thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick. That's the technician. He's trying to tell you to turn that off. Hey, WICC, we are family up in here. Welcome to Talk Driver Talking Trash Show. I'm your host, Dan Cross. We got Lady, we got Junior, we got his beautiful fiance, Jasmine. We having a good time up here tonight, because guess what we are? We're a family, and you are the listeners, and you are family. The listeners are the family. So keep listening to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Keep listening. If you've got something to say, call the show, 203-333-9422. Call the show. Get it off your chest. Don't sit there and hold it on to it. Don't sit there and roll your eyes. Mm-hmm. Don't sit there and mumble to yourself. Call somebody. Tell somebody. We ain't doing nothing.
That's right. That's right.
You got about 10 minutes before I'm off the air.
I got a couple shout outs.
Go ahead. Shout them out, baby.
I would like to shout out my main little yeah. She know who she is. Miss Liv. That's mine. I like to shout her out. I like to shout out my cousin Nita from Virginia. Because the way she loves on me is, you know.
Where do we have lunch at today?
The Coqui.
El Coqui.
El Coqui.
You know what? Let's shout them out because the food was delicious.
Yeah, let's shout out El Coqui for the Spanish food.
And Fairhaven, Connecticut, right on Grand Avenue.
The rice was on time. The acapulco had beef in it. I'm normally a pork girl sometimes.
But guess what?
It was really yummy.
Hold on. This is your first time ever eating here, correct?
Yes.
Now, who took you there?
Cross.
Who treated?
Cross.
Okay. Just making sure, because, you know, Sheldon has a problem with me, you know. For some reason, you know? That's right, Sheldon. I'm snitching on you.
Wait, what problem?
You know, like I don't do my part.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he treated me to dinner, but
lunch.
He made me come back here and get a free drink, though. He was like, yeah, don't get crazy.
That's not
he was like, they got free soda at the radio. You ain't getting no
first
soda.
First of all, we have free drinks here, so why pay? It's unlimited.
Listen, I was with it. I love free.
I'm like.
Free
like,
is good.
Yeah, you know.
That's pre-gaming before
what's $1.50? If I'm paying for everything else, what's $1.50? But if you get thirsty, you can just
I got
get it free.
I need right here.
Get it free. You know, hey, I want to say, beautiful show today, young lady. Mm. Lady, you did your thing tonight.
Listen, this is what
I'm
we
so
do.
Proud of you, son. Thank
we
you
don't
for
do this every week.
My son, Junior. Again, if you need transportation to the airport, anywhere local, Stanford, Cross and Cross Transportation in Stanford, Junior, he runs that.
Nice.
Junior runs that. My son runs that up in Stanford. You go, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you, man.
That's dope.
No
That's
phone
dope.
Number, ladies and gentlemen, because he can't handle the workload now.
Oh, well, that means he's booking busy. That's good.
Hey, listen.
That's good.
He has a full-time job, and he does this. Son, I'm so proud of you, because when he went to Stanford and he said, Dad, I want to do Cross and Cross Transportation, mm-hmm. I said, I don't care. Go ahead, because I'm not doing nothing with it.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead. Yeah. And hopefully this summer, whatever happens, I don't plan on driving long distance this summer. I'm sorry, Van White. I love you. I enjoy working for you. But I have some other plans this summer. So I'm staying home local. No matter what, I'm staying home local.
So what is the rest of your week looking like, Cross?
Oh, the rest of this week, I got some running around to do. I got to do some business at the courthouse. Mm-hmm. Got to take care of that. Then some union stuff. Got to take care of that. Then hopefully this weekend me and you could get together. I don't know about Sheldon. Oh, we got shout out the Concrete. What's the restaurant for Sheldon? Sheldon's cousin up in Hartford.
What was it? He sent it to you.
Yeah, it's in my phone.
Oh, I have your phone
over here. Well, 2 minutes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got I'm gonna find out Sheldon's cousin's restaurant. I forgot all about it. Sorry about that, Sheldon. But we had such a good time in Concrete Gardens in Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah, on 92 Western Street in Hartford, Connecticut.
All right, you get that from our lady. So she got that, and his cousin's name is what?
Let me see.
Dino
Bolin.
Dina Bowen.
Dino Bolin.
That's a DB. That's what we're going to call him. Because all that. DB, man. Hey, listen, DB, hey, brother. Do your thing up there at your restaurant, at the gardens, Concrete Gardens up there in Hartford, brother. Do your thing. We heard some good things. We're going to come check you out. And it's going to be my treat.
All love.
Your cousin's crazy because he said he don't think he's coming with us. So, but me and Lady going to make it our business to come up there. We're going to check you out. We're not going to let you know who we are. We're going to walk up in there. We're going to order our food. We're going to sit down. And then after we finish eating, then we're going to tell you about yourself. All right, DB? That's how we get down here. Don't frown your face up, boy. Straighten up.
Straighten up.
Hey, I'm just frowning. So what kind of friend did my cousin got?
Very much.
Hey, listen to me, young man. If you can't take criticism, you don't need to be cooking food.
We appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for another beautiful evening here at Truck Drivers Talking Trash Show. Call the show next Monday night. Anything we said tonight offend you or you want to know something about, call up. Stop making faces.
Don't
call
forget to love. Don't forget to love on your children. And
give everybody a kiss. Love you.
Hey.
Catch you next Monday.